For Corey Fraser, pursuing his passion has never been easy. Corey lives in central Queensland and his day job is coal mining. But in his spare time, Corey is an amateur musical theatre performer. Corey often feels pressured to keep quiet, as you can imagine, about his hobby in his blokey workplace. But he is showing his children that joy and passion for something, and that can far outweigh just fitting in. Now the whole family does musical theatre together. Here's the ABC's Sophie Meixner with the story.
I had the time of my life. No, I've never felt this.
Being on stage for me helps to release emotion. It's the adrenaline, it's the buzz. It's not until you deliver that line and you're in your character and you step out there, then you know in yourself, yep, I've got this, we're going for it. And then you get your first laugh from the audience and then boom, it happens again. You lift it up again and then you sing your first opening number or the song, and you know, and it just all helps to build, and there's all these layers and you come off feeling exhilarated. It's an amazing feeling. I've never taken drugs, but I know that it is, yeah, I think it's great. I've jumped off bridges and bungee jumped and things, and it's the same. I love it.
My name's Corey Fraser. I'm an underground coal mine worker and I live and work in central Queensland. My passion is musical theatre.
Don't you see how this is finally a chance to become cool? You know what I mean?
My day job is quite a contrast, being an underground coal miner, to what I really love to do. It's really chalk and cheese. I find at times in my work environment I struggle to be myself. I'm wearing a different hat when I'm at work. I play a different character there. There's been some past times at work where we'd be having lunch and I would pull out a copy of my script, and they all thought it was great fun because, you know, they've never done anything like this, and they all put on a few voices, and they didn't realise that it was actually really helping me, and it turned into a bit of a laugh and everything like that, but it was cool. I think blokes generally are too scared to be seen as being a wuss if they cry. Too scared to be seen as a wuss if they do something that isn't the norm.
I know people that, grown men, that would never go and sing and act or dance on a stage because they're scared. They're scared. They're scared of the unknown, and they're scared. They would never step out on stage and sing, act or dance. It's just too far out of the realm for them, I think.
Do I think that some men would benefit from being involved in a community show or in theatre of some sort, acting or singing or dancing? I think, in my opinion, yes. Like, they may see it as a bit of a Nancy thing to do, but again, it's about knowing who you are as a person, being true to yourself.
Do I see myself as a mentor or a coach to the younger actors that are involved? I do in a way, but certainly not officially. A couple of the young chaps that have been involved have come a long way, both of them first time on stage, the two that I'm thinking of, and have really enjoyed the process. If I see that they need something, we talk about it and we go through it, and we just do it.
The best senior class to ever graduate William Ocean High School!
So I've been married for 10 years now, and I met my wife on stage. The theatre realm and performing now also involves my two children as well. Being a father now, it's important for me to show them that there is no norm for what you want to do. You can be anything. I wouldn't mind if my son was a takeoff of Billy Elliot and was a ballet dancer. I cannot stress it enough that putting ourselves in boxes and trying to be whom we're not just creates other anxieties and issues. And my wife and I, we encourage that a lot, for them to be themselves and to be who they want to be. I am who I am, and that's what it is. Yeah, that's life.
Hurrah! That was Queensland coal miner Corey Fraser on Doing What You Love, despite what other people may think. And he was speaking to the ABC's Sophie Meixner.